It's muted.
Test.
Yep, you're good. Hi, Cole.
Hello.
Let's start with Matt Kawahara.
Hey, Cole. How's it going?
Going well. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just wondering, first of all, just kind of what your when you found out that you were going to open with the team in the rotation and what your reaction was.
I found out right before stretch on our practice on Wednesday. And I had to keep my excitement to myself because we didn't make other decisions at that time. So I had to be very reserved, and I went to my locker, text my fiance, text my brother, my dad, and my mom, and that was about all I could do. And so from there, it was just trying to wait until I could kind of celebrate a little bit more and have a smile on my face, because I had to be kind of like act like nothing happened.
Let's go to Simone McCarthy.
Hi, Cole. Congratulations. That was a good answer.
Thank you.
How did you find out? Like, did Bob do anything? Did Bob tell you? And was there anything kind of significant that you can tell us about hearing that you made it?
You know, I found out through Emo first. He kind of came up to me, gave me a little fist bump, and said, "Hey, we're gonna have you throw a light bullpen tomorrow, and you got the game on Saturday." And then he continued with keep this to yourself and try not to say anything. So, so basically, it was kind of all down to business from the get go. And then I talked to Bob a little bit later, and they still hadn't told anyone else. So it was more so just having those private conversations on the field, and being the first time in Oakland, it was a pretty good feeling to know that I was going to be here for a few more days.
Let's go to Manolo.
Hey, Cole, congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, well, you are always confident in yourself, but it had to be the spring training and the games had to be tough on you, because already there was not any certain plans, you know, what they were going to do, and not even if they were going to have an open spot in the rotation until Mike got injured. How did you deal with all of these tough times, and also being able to pitch well, having all of those things in your mind?
Well, it went back to the beginning of camp, right? I told you guys I had opening day on my mind, and I wanted to make this roster, at least make a statement that I could contribute as quickly as possible. And so that's exactly all my mindset was to be able to execute pitches and show the staff what I could do. And I feel like I got a lot of good rhythm right now. So hopefully that continues, and I'm definitely excited. And, you know, the opportunity was just there. You know, they gave me options out of the bullpen. They gave me options to start. So being able to contribute, and then with Fires going down, unfortunately, really hope that, you know, he comes back strong. He looked great the other day. I know this is just a temporary thing for right now. We have a really good roster, and hopefully my job is just an easy passive the baton, and when he's ready. So it's just the mindset's still the same, you know, execute pitches, show the team what I got, and share that I can contribute.
Yes, the other thing, you know, well, of course, after the debut, you could have landed another team, you know, you could have faced another team, okay. But then you're going to face the Astros, which is one of the toughest teams in the whole league. Ella, what are your expectations of facing the Astros? I'm guessing that you're reading a lot of stuff about these guys.
Yeah, they got a really good lineup all the way, you know, top to bottom. And you got to be able to understand what your strengths are first. And for me, I'm going to rely on those a little bit more in this coming outing. And because it's not spring training where you're trying to, you know, show your own team what you got. Now it's about winning ball games and putting us in position to win as many as we can. And so when we put up runs, I'm going to put up zeros. I've been saying that from day one. and you know, just try to limit the damage. And if I give up three runs, it's three runs, and hopefully we're on the other, we're on the leading end of that. So the expectation is to compete and win and go out there and dominate.
Let's go to Vince Catronio.
Good afternoon, Colt. I'm just curious, even prior to coming to camp, this is the first time I had a chance to visit with you. Getting traded is not unusual, but it was the first for you. And I just wonder how you use that as motivation to put yourself in position once you came to camp. Did you felt like whether you did some things differently in the winter, put your body in a different place? Did you feel like that you were really in a, maybe in a different spot, that you were going to use this as an advantage to a new organization?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was pretty pissed off with how I performed last season, and my body was not in a very comfortable place. So I you know, put it upon myself to make those adjustments and make those changes and continue throwing in the off season to make sure that I was healthy and ready for this season. And then, you know, the day I got traded, I was actually throwing two simulated innings against junior college in my, near my area. And I got the call on my way up there. And so the plan has always been to come in strong, no matter what organization I was with. But when I got traded, it was in a weird way, a breath of fresh air. I felt like my clock was kind of running out with the Phillies, and unfortunately things didn't work out over there as I originally hoped, being, you know, first time in the big leagues. But you know, Oakland has given me the, you know, all the opportunities, and they're allowing me to be myself. And I'm really thankful for this organization to just trust that I'm going to make some good decisions on the field and pitch well and pitch to my strengths and get outs.
I know it's not a guarantee, but it's a day game tomorrow after a night game. You worked with Aramis during the spring. I'm thinking that he would be your catcher tomorrow. What has that relationship been like building in spring training, especially, you know, concluding with the Dodger game to get you ready for tomorrow?
Yeah, whether it's Aramis or Murph, I'm definitely excited to work with either of those two guys. I worked with Murph a little bit in the bullpen, so you know, we got a good relationship started. And then Aramis, you know, I've had him in a couple outings, and just a very familiar face now and very comfortable to throw to. And he just does a great job with understanding how I want to pitch and how we can get outs with what I have that day. And so whether it's Murph or Aramis, I'm really excited to work with either of them because, you know, they're both extremely talented and understand how we all like to pitch.
Let's go back to Kawahara.
I mean, you mentioned just kind of leaning on your strengths a little bit more. And I was wondering if the A's, if there was anything that the A's staff did or kind of emphasized with you or encouraged you to maybe maximize that maybe you weren't doing as much before you got here.
I actually went back to doing things that made me successful. So a lot of that was testing that during spring, and there wasn't much complaints from the Oakland staff. So that's kind of how spring went. And, you know, we've had conversations about, you know, utilizing my sinker and utilizing my fastball the way I can, but you know, there hasn't been much on the adjustment side. It's more so like, you look great. Keep it up, keep doing what you're doing. Don't change a thing because it's working. And so that just goes to show that the off season adjustments and the adjustments I made at the alternate site towards the tail end of last year are really paying off. And I feel that way on the mound too.
And with when you say going back to doing more, is that what you were talking about earlier about throwing more two seamers instead of four seamers? And
Yeah. I mean, I'm still throwing my four seam just as much as I am two seam, but I'm utilizing the two seam a lot more. It's got a lot more drop. It's got a lot more. It's a lot easier to throw when you're on the third base side of the rubber because it doesn't, you know, jump off the plate as quickly. So it gives a hitter a different perspective because it stays on the plate a little bit longer. So that's definitely making my changeup play up more too. And the slider, I made an adjustment against the Dodgers, and I feel like that pitch is a game changer as well. So, and I threw a few more curveballs in that outing, and that's been great, a great pitch. So right now I just feel like the ball's rolling and the stars are aligned. So I'm going to keep running with this, maybe try to go catch a Marlin or something.
Also just wondering I know you said you and Dalton got pretty close over the course of the spring. And I was wondering with, you know, him being sent to the alternate side, if you guys talked, if he said anything to you, if there were, I'm sure you'll connect again at some point, but just kind of what the conversation was.
Yeah. He gave me a hug and said, congratulations. And we definitely still plan on being roommates at some point. We know that this game, 162 games, you know, anything can happen. So, but we still text each other. We're still in regular communication. Nothing changed the relationship or anything like that. We're competitors, and we understand that this game is going to give you more opportunities down the road. But he's such a good pitcher and such a good athlete. I wouldn't be surprised if he's not here in a few weeks or when, God forbid, anyone else goes down. But he's definitely the next guy up for us, for sure.
Alex Coffee.
Hey, Cole. You mentioned that the A's kind of encourage you to be yourself. And I was curious, in your last stop with the Phillies, if you felt like you were getting that kind of support, or maybe if they were encouraging you to use, you know, throw different kinds of pitches or change an aspect of your game.
Yeah, I was asked to throw a little bit more four seams and use my slider more, when my sinker changeup combo is what I've always been. That's what I've always done. And unfortunately, when I first got called up to the big leagues, when I moved into the bullpen, I became a two pitch guy, and I tried to repeat it over the past 2 years, and I just didn't have success. I didn't have confidence, and it also, there was no confidence in the way I was pitching either. I was giving up hits, giving up, really hard contact. And, I said, I'm good at creating weak contact. What happened with that approach? And I thought about that through the off season, and it's allowed me to be where I am at today, is trusting my stuff. And I'm more confident than I've been in a while, and since maybe 2018. And I'm pretty happy about it.
Back to Manolo.
Hey, Cole, in your answer to Matt a few seconds ago, you thought you talked about, and you put a big smile in your face, catching a Marlin or something like that. Is that fishing one of your big hobbies? Have you caught many Marlins? And going out to fish helps you to relax with your pitching?
Yeah, believe it or not, I love fly fishing. That and golfing are my two go-tos. I actually went and caught a rooster fish this off season in Costa Rica with some friends. So that was a lot of fun. And I love fishing. So yeah, I mean, the Marlin joke is more so just the stars are aligned. Everything feels like it's rolling in the right direction. It's almost the same analogy as maybe going to get a lotto ticket. So I just feel good, and everything's great. I'm thankful for this organization. I've just been welcomed with open arms, and that certainly helps a lot too.
Let's end with Vince Catronio.
Cole, you kind of touched on it. Did you move from the first base to the third base side of the rubber? Is that an adjustment that you've recently made?
I made that move at the alternate site. I had a couple of coaches that I trusted that said, you know what, we're going to go back to using the sinker and stuff. Let's move you over, see if we can create more strikes, maybe front hips to right-handers, and just utilize the way that pitch moves a lot more. And I saw a little bit of success in the limited innings I had there with it. And this whole offseason, whether it's the simulated innings, scrimmage innings, or even just that spring training, I found a lot of success in just that simple move across the rubber.
And you feel comfortable with it now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, moving, you know, 5-6 inches, you know, 10 inches isn't all that much of a difference. It's just I've always been a command guy, and being able to move, you know, to one side of the rubber to the other isn't all that difficult. It's just more so how does it make my pitches look? And that was something that was kind of the unknown for me, and for me to trust that. And I'm thankful for that one adjustment that I did make.
All right, Cole, you're all done. Thank you.